I want to speak to Dominic McGillibraid, who's available to have a conversation with us. He's a Donegal man, and he's brought out a book with a difference. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a book with a difference, because you're putting the emphasis on the learning of the Irish language in a different way. Tell us what the project is.
Well, it's, I suppose it's a fun way of learning Irish. It's a book. It's a song book for children. There's 20 songs on it. Most of the songs are kind of funny, you know, humorous. They're about loads of different issues, but mostly they're kind of funny songs. Like, the first song is about an alien who comes down from space, and he's mad about fashion, and he travels around the world to all the fashion houses and picks up things along the way. You know, he gets a necklace made out of hen's teeth, and but his favourite item of fashion is polka funks, anything made out of polka funks. So that's the name of the book. The name of the book is polka funk. Sorry, the English for polka funk is polka dot,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I know an odd word. One of my main regrets is not continuing with Irish at school. I did it up to GCSE, and I managed to get it. But my goodness me, and I'd say it not only for Irish, but for other languages as well, I would recommend to any youngster growing up, learn languages. Unfortunately, not as much money is being put in even to European languages today. But that is another argument. Here's a chance for kids to get a real introduction to Irish in a fun way with a capital F. So tell me about this Polka Dot initiative.
As I was saying, the first song is about this alien who comes down, and there's other songs there about environmental issues. Some of them are educational. There's a song there about plastic and how we have to cut back on plastic. And there's a song about the four seasons, and I don't know if it's as good as the Vivaldi Four Seasons, but it's a bit of crack. They're mostly fun songs, and as you said, they're a fun way of learning the language. There's a lot of Gaelscoil in the north there, and I think it's a good way of learning the Irish. You know, it's a fun way.
Yeah, for parents who may be listening to their program, where the children are at one of the Gaelscoil schools, how would you sell this book to them, or suggest to them that the book be in their schools? It doesn't have to be in one of the local schools that's teaching through the medium of Irish. It could be in any school, of course. But what would your what would your message be to them as a Gweedore man speaking in Irish? What would your message be to those families?
Well, it's a handy resource to have. There's, if you want to have a bunch of children dancing together, there's a few songs there where there's dance routines in the song, so you can listen to the lyrics and dance along to what the lyrics are saying. So it's handy for teachers if they want to get a bunch of children dancing together, you know, and singing along. I published a book 9 years ago, Iki Piki, and a lot of parents and teachers were asking when was the next one coming out, you know, because they were fed up listening to the same CD, same song. So that's another reason why I put it out.
Well, it's obviously working. But, it's working as a project. But as I say, because I feel so ignorant whenever I speak to people who have a second language, and I don't. And in particular, because this is about the language, the learning of the language, the delivery of the language, the embracing of the language, what would your message be to people about the book, but in Irish?
Are you want me to say it in Gaelic?
I want to hear you speak the tongue like a Donegal man.
All right, okay. Well, Charlior, your Eshul da Hushmahadi Agusta Winchari, wearing Giramar at Tung Bonasa, I guess, because war hour, Smith wearing the wearing Bagawanian for half shit to with Mohilit, question, I guess, wearing Alifa Torres Scholar, Messaging to Swiss Gadin Gala or Boss Scholar.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we could all fully understand the language that belongs to this part of the world. Having said that, it has turned into like a political football here. Does that annoy you?
It does. I mean, it's just a language. I don't understand how language can be so negative to people. Why people have negative attitudes towards language? You know, that's been spoken here for 2,000 years or probably more. It's one of the oldest languages in Europe, actually. So why people have a negative attitude towards that is kind of baffling, really.
I think I couldn't argue with you on that at all. Dominic, I hope it proves to be a success in the schools, a fun way to learn Irish. And great speaking to you. If people do want to get a copy of it, how do they go about it?
Well, we have a website there called polkafunk.ie, www.polkafunk.ie. And we're launching it in Belfast, actually, on the 23rd, on the Culturalam, and on the Falls Road there, 3 o'clock Saturday.
So you can go along, you can...
So everybody's welcome to come along, yeah.
Okay, and it's a good time of the year to be doing it, round about St. Patrick's Day, but the bottom line is, this is a 24/7, 12-month of the year project, and it's good speaking to you. Dominic McGillibride from Gweedore, thanks for coming on, fella, thank you.
Thanks a million.
Not a bother. Thank you very much indeed. So there you go. There's another tool if you would like to learn Irish. 028 90. It's a different approach. 028 90 333 105. Helen has a point that she wants to make. I think there's someone who's in line for a thank you. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I just wanted to thank the Reach project on the Newtownard Road and the Rangers Supporters Club that have made a wee wish come true for my wee nephew. He has muscular dystrophy, and one of his wishes was that he would get to see a Rangers match. As it is today, he's travelling now, just getting on the boat now to travel to Scotland to meet the players. He's going to go to the match, and him, his mum and dad and his younger brother have 3 days in Scotland. So I would just like to thank from all his aunts and all his family and the people on the Newtownard Road for making this wee wish come true.
That's excellent. It really is. Do people do some fundraising for this?
There was a fundraising done and run by the Reach Project. A few of the, as I say, the Rangers Supporters Clubs in and around East Belfast have came together to make this wish come true for Adam. Us as a family are doing a bit of fundraising. One of his other wishes was to get on a cruise. So this is what we're trying to do as a family, to gather the money up, and these people from the Newtownard Road took this other one away and has got him the trip to Scotland. So we're really, really grateful. And as I say, at the minute, they've been at the boat this morning from 6:30, but the boat's been delayed, so they're just getting on it now. So I would just like to wish Bev and Gary and Adam, who isn't well, and Jake, have a fab time from all of us.
Lovely job, Helen. Thank you very much. Well done, the Rangers supporters there in the east of the city, and indeed to everyone involved in making that happen. And thankfully, the choppy waters out there in the Irish Sea are beginning to ease a little bit, and they'll have a great time over at Ibrox, and maybe cast an eye across DVG and all of that. Helen, thank you. This is what this programme is about, saying thank you to people who go the extra mile to help others, and well done those involved in the Rangers supporters clubs. Right, 02890 333 105, 0777 66 105 105. How's the form with you this morning? You can let us know.